Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org. Welcome back to TGC Q&A, a podcast from the Gospel Coalition, where each week you'll hear conversations between members of our council and friends who provide their unique perspective on your most pressing spiritual questions. On today's episode, we're joined by Jackie Hill Perry and Colleen McFadden as they discuss the question, "What is the place of God's Word in my ministry?" Let's listen in.
When answering the question about like how valuable our ministry is if we're not teaching the Bible, I think it would be helpful to really understand what the Bible is about and what it's for. Mainly, it's about God and God's redemption of us. And I think we need to know him because we were created to serve him. And so I think a ministry is not a ministry without the Word of God being at the root of it and being all up and through it. I think women would be missing a pivotal part of what makes them an image bearer, to leave out the one whose image we were made in. You know, I think we create more room for false teaching to infiltrate the women that we are walking with, our teaching, if we are not teaching them truth, if we are not teaching them scripture. And so I think your ministry is not valuable without the Word being present.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think going along with that, thinking about what's valuable in teaching ministry, sometimes we think, teaching ministry, that's when I stand up and give a 30-minute Bible talk, or when I watch those women do that. But word ministry, what you're talking about, is so much broader than that. Yeah. You have, well, your own spoken word ministry would be teaching the word,
yeah.
right? You need to know the word well to teach the truths of the word, the doctrines of the word well. Choosing children's curriculum, you have to know the word well, because that's word ministry. Yeah. You're teaching your kids the word, even in the curriculum that you choose. Reading the Bible one-to-one, that's a teaching ministry that is not this upfront teaching ministry. So the value with teaching ministry, it's a broad definition that we need to think about when you think of teaching the word.
And I think that sets people free to know that teaching can be one-on-one. Teaching can be discipleship. Teaching can be talking to your friend about suffering and how that relates to the Bible. Teaching can be teaching my daughter how to discern. So I think that sets you free to know, oh man, I can bring the word into all kinds of venues and all kinds of relationships and all kinds of conversations, which makes my life as a Christian one that has value to anybody that I meet, because I haven't pigeonholed my ministry to just being on the stage.
Even if you think about how did we all become Christians? A lot of us didn't become Christians because we listened to some talk that happened.
Absolutely.
A lot of us became Christians just by one-on-one relationship, somebody else teaching us the Bible, and they're not some big Bible teacher that's out there.
Yeah, and I would also warn or caution, if my ministry is not anchored and full of the scriptures, then my life probably isn't either, you know, which would I would be afraid of, because what does that say about my own holiness and my own connection to godliness if I'm not looking at the word and allowing it to pierce through bone and marrow to show me myself and to show me what I need to change and what I need to repent of? And so, yeah, I think it starts first. Is it valuable in my own life? If it's valuable in my own life, it will naturally become valuable in my ministry.
Others. Yeah, that's right. Yep. I also think of the verses, the section in 1 Peter 4, where it talks about serving gifts and speaking gifts, and how Peter's doesn't broaden it to more than that. He just says there's serving gifts and there's speaking gifts, and both work together to bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. So even thinking about word ministry and teaching ministry, the serving ministry is so crucial and so important and so valuable in the life of a church. I mean, you have in Acts 6, the deacons that were called to help serve tables and serve the widows so that the 12 could go out and be committed to the word and prayer. And then it says, then the word went out and many were saved. Mm-hmm. And so I just think there's so much value to teaching the word in all those different ways that we've said, but then in all the serving ways of the church, as Peter talks about, brings infinite value as well.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of TGC Q&A. To submit a question that you would like to hear answered on this podcast, send us an email at ask@tgc.org. And remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of TGC Q&A.